Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning the forages that we choose for uses in our dairy operations. One of the things that we've long used in diets of lactating dairy cows is corn silage, and it's an excellent feed. However, one of the drawbacks of corn is that it requires a lot of irrigation water. So one of the things that we often discuss is sorghum silage and different sorghum hybrids that we might utilize. If we look at some of the changes in forage genetics and how that's impacted sorghums that are available to us, we might want to take a second look at this particular crop. Generally, sorghum is going to require about 30% less irrigation water than corn silage. Recent studies have shown that when you plant a BMR male sterile hybrid, these hybrids do not produce grain, but they have a much higher sugar content in the forage. When we replace 25 or 50% of the corn silage in a diet with this type of forage, research from Texas A&M has shown that we can see an increase in energy-corrected milk when feeding diets that contain some of the BMR male sterile hybrid. Another major issue has been starch availability when we talk about the conventional forage sorghum hybrids that are available to us. However, some equipment has been designed that does a better job of processing the sorghum berry, therefore breaking it up and making more starch available. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.